Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We heard a few days ago from the U.S. Small Business Administration about their plans to assist the small business community during the current crisis. Our next guest says these business owners are in a state of shock and are going to need this help. Frank Knapp is president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. He joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Frank, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be on.
This is a serious situation.
Serious is an understatement. Demand for goods and services is falling through the floor. Small businesses need demand to keep up so that they can make their payment on payroll and pay the other expenses and pay office rent. All this cost that they have is dependent upon cash flow. Poor restaurants, they basically have lost almost all their business, except for drive-through or takeout. It's in a crisis mode right now. So the issue is, what can the federal government do, both in federal government level and from private citizens, to help small businesses survive?
Now, for our listeners not familiar with your organization, tell us a little bit more about the Small Business Chamber here in the state.
Well, it was co-founded 20 years ago. We are an advocacy, statewide advocacy for small businesses, try to make the state government and federal government more small business friendly. We have a big footprint and can reach out to thousands and thousands with our communications. We've been very successful over the years in our advocacy. It's important because I'm not sure that everybody in Washington making decisions understands how small businesses operate and the constraints that they have for survival.
Are you hearing anything at all about business interruption insurance?
No. I think most truly small businesses don't have business interruption insurance. It is simply not something that most small businesses would have, just as most small businesses don't have paid sick leave policies or family leave policies. That is simply a luxury cost. There will be some that maybe have that, but most will not.
Now, you mentioned paid sick leave. Do you expect that there might be some changes coming through government regarding that topic?
Well, we know that the Congress has already passed and the president has already signed the first bill on stimulus, and that included a mandatory paid sick leave for all businesses. Small businesses are to recover those additional costs through the payroll tax that they submit to the federal government. In other words, withholding the cost that they incur for the paid sick leave for those who are experiencing the virus or taking care of somebody who has it or taking care of their kids because they're out of school because of this whole thing. The small businesses are going to have to front the money for the paid sick leave and then recover it over the next couple months.
But do you suppose that the whole government policy towards paid sick leave might change going forward after this crisis is over?
Well, I mean, there's certainly a big push to have mandatory paid sick leave. Right now, most small businesses with less than 50 employees don't have to have it. The problem is that small businesses operate on a small margin. Larger businesses have the resources to do paid sick leave, paid vacation, family leave. Small businesses aren't like that financially. So if this is going to become a permanent fixture for small businesses to have mandatory paid sick leave, then there's going to have to be some type of commitment from the federal government to help them in some other way.
And since you are out on the front lines talking to the business owners right now, any stories in particular you would like to share with us?
Now, some small businesses are doing well. If you're in the right place providing the right goods and services, you're busy. But most small businesses that are especially in the service industry are suffering. Hotels, restaurants, we see the reports. Tens of thousands of workers in these industries have been laid off, and not because the business wants to lay them off. It's just there's no demand for the goods or services, and small businesses cannot staff to take care of business that's not there. Now, if the federal government wants to step in and they want to say we will provide the resources for you to maintain that level of payroll, they cover the costs, not in terms of a loan, mind you. And I know everybody wants to talk about giving small business loans, and that's what the SBA does. But most small businesses do not want to take on debt just to stay above water, because that debt will eventually have to be paid. They will probably be looking at other options for cutting costs or even maybe shutting down before they're willing to take on additional debt. That may mean that they have to put assets, homes and whatnot on the line to guarantee those loans. And I don't think most small businesses are going to want to do that.
Well, Frank, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you very much.
Frank Knapp is president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce in Columbia. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.